So there's a lot of important conversation going on about diversity today, and it all matters, and it's long overdue. But for today, I'd like to talk not about Black and brown diversity, or even diversity of point of view based on socioeconomic status or immigration status, or even just geographic, where you grew up. Instead, I'd like to talk about the LGBT community. If there's one thing the community has done in the last 10 years, it's fix a visibility problem. Get this, 90% of Americans think that 10% or more of the population is gay. In fact, 1/3 of the population thinks that 1 in 4 people is gay. That's insane. Great visibility, wrong facts. In fact, according to the latest studies and Census Bureau surveys, less than 5% of the population is gay. So by any stretch of the imagination, being gay is being a minority. And like all minorities, sometimes there's endemic discrimination or challenges that you face, sometimes more severe for others than for myself or anyone else out there. What's interesting about being LGBT is that even though the minority is smaller than Black populations, smaller than brown populations, smaller than the Asian population, in fact, smaller than any other major minority group in the US except for Pacific Islanders and Native Americans, is that unlike all of those characteristics, being gay or part of the LGBTQ plus community isn't counted as being a minority in America. You see, we determine who's a minority based on the EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. And the EEOC doesn't stipulate by administrative rule or law that being gay is a minority. Now, why does that matter? Because it means that Americans don't either. Not just because they believe that crazily 1 in 4 people is gay when it's closer to 1 in 20, but that means that major American corporations don't view it that way either. Nominally, they'll all celebrate Pride Month. And in fact, they'll put on their flags and they'll throw their celebrations and toss up a social post. But most major American corporations don't track how many gay employees they have, even those who self-identify. And why does that matter? Because if you don't track it, it doesn't count. You're literally not counting it. And that's crazy. Because at a time when we're talking about social justice, if we're truly talking about social justice for Black people and brown people and people from all walks of life and national origin and race and gender and ethnicity, we should be including the LGBTQ plus community. That seems kind of obvious to me. And if we're not, it means that our efforts aren't genuine because they're reflecting only what we get credit for by the federal government. That's insane. And you want to know how insane it is? It means that a Black transgender man is counted the same as a Black straight man. A white trans woman is counted the same as a white straight woman. These people have had incredibly different experiences. They come to the table with incredibly different points of view. And most importantly, their points of view are often marginalized. And so I've seen far too often at far too many publicly traded companies and private ones that when you don't get credit from the federal government or the state government, and even when there are state protections, as there are in California, for example, around sexual orientation, you still don't count as a minority for the purposes of internal diversity statistics. And that's a mistake, because it's literally saying to the LGBTQ plus community, you don't count. And as a member of that community, I'd like to offer a retort. We do. So if you truly believe in your diversity initiatives, then don't wait on the EEOC to adjust its rulemaking procedures, which is going to take 18 months to 3 years, but start tracking today and be authentic, not just about tracking the LGBTQ plus community, but also about tracking different points of view, geographic diversity, income inequality, first generation college students, any generation or type of immigration. Really get into the weeds, because in the weeds is where authenticity and diversity really live. Thanks for tuning in to The World According to Craig. This is just my opinion, and I hope maybe you'll agree. And even if you don't, that we can have a dialogue about it. Because in A World According to Craig, the world is better when we're talking with each other rather than at each other.